recording this late on a February night. A little bit chilly outside, but saw an article on space.com I thought was kind of interesting, and I did not know this. I knew that the Shuttle Discovery it just made its last launch. But what I didn't know was that apparently this is the first time ever that spaceships from four different space agencies are all linked together at the same time at the ISS. This is pretty cool. Reading from the article on space.com, says the historic moment occurred at 2:16 Eastern Standard Time, or 1916 GMT, when Discovery arrived at the docking port in front of the space station's U.S.-built Harmony module. It joined two Russian Soyuz space capsules and three robotic space freighters from Europe, Japan, and Russia that were also docked to the orbiting lab. That's about as many different visiting vehicles as you can imagine. Discovery astronaut Alvin Drew radioed mission control in Houston, before today's docking. With Discovery's arrival, the space station's mass jumped to 1.2 million pounds. It's as long as a football field, making it the largest man-made structure in space. And you can easily see it with the eye. It's, and if you're curious, if you haven't really ever gone outside and gotten a good look at the ISS as it's orbiting, there's a really easy way to do this. Rather than try and calculate it yourself, you can enter in your state or your city or your town into Wolfram Alpha. Seems like what I used was the ISS rising over Kentucky, in my case. And it actually gave me up to the minute when it should appear on the horizon from my location. It was pretty cool. In fact, what was kind of odd about that was when I asked that question, it just so happened... music's a little loud. It just so happened that it was 30 seconds away from rising. Just right then. I got it in my head. I was reading a little bit about the ISS and thought, well, I wonder if Wolfram Alpha could answer that question for me. So I typed it in, and the answer was it will next appear in 34.6 seconds. I thought that was pretty amazing. Definitely remind you that we're kind of living in the future, huh? But yeah, so check it out. Go on to Wolfram Alpha. If you haven't used Wolfram Alpha, it's indispensable. It is absolutely brilliant. I won't even cover why here. If you're not familiar with it, go look it up. Wolfram Alpha, and it's an extraordinary and very complex computational search engine. And look up when you can see the ISS, because it is very easy to see now. It goes over very quickly, and it's pretty beautiful. Right about now is good weather for it in most of the northern hemisphere, because it's cooler. And of course, in cool weather, you've got less atmospheric distortion, so you can make out the light a little bit easier. That's about it, really. I have a feeling I'm going to be going to bed very soon.